Parashat Matzot. Moshe introduces a series of halachot about nedarim to Am Yisrael, and he says, "Zeh davar shetziva Hashem." And Rashi here comments that there were a lot of different neviim in the history of Klal Yisrael, and many of them used Ko Amar Hashem. Hashem said that this is what Hashem said, and Moshe used Ko Amar Hashem as well. But Moshe is the only one who was able to say, "Zeh davar." This is what Hashem said. Meaning, so Hashem said versus this. So what is the big chiluk between ko and this? How is this a greater madrega? And once we understand all that, we can also answer the question, Moshe has been telling us things for 2-3 svarim already. So we're waiting until the end of Sefer Bimidbar to point this out about Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Those are the Amos Yaakov's opening questions. And he says, you have to understand, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that no two Nevi'im gave their Nevuah in the same way. Nevuah is not the something you might think, if it comes from Hashem, if it's true, if it's MS, and he's a faithful servant giving over this Nevuah, so if two of them got a Nevuah, they're going to give it over the exact same way. And in fact, the Gemara tells us the opposite. Adarabba. If two people tell you the exact same nevuah, we know that that at least one of them is lying. Because there's no way that two people would see something the exact same way. Two people tell you the exact same story, down to the detail, something's up. Something's up with that. And in Amos Yaakov's example, he says, imagine if we just chose something subjective. Like, two people saw a certain person, and we said to him, is that guy rich or poor? So one of the people is poor. So, that guy is so rich, he can afford to have two plates in his home, and my wife and I have to share. The other person was, very rich, and he goes, poor guy, only has two plates in his home. Meaning, the same story can be coming, but the perspective of the person is involved. And he says, the Gemara tells us, that's normal. That's part of the Nevuah. Hashem shows them a vision. Hashem tells them the topic. Hashem tells them the message. But how they perceive it, and how they frame that message, and how they tell it over to Am Yisrael and report it, is not strictly relaying exactly something Hashem told them. Their personality, their take on it is involved. Okay? That's true about all the Nevi'im besides Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the difference between the Ko Amar Hashem and Zeh Davar Asher Tziva Hashem. All the other Nevi'im, they tell you, this is the vision I saw, and this is the message, and this is what Hashem wants from us. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's giving over the Torah, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medaber Migrono Shel Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking from Moshe's mouth. Meaning it's as though Moshe is just, a loudspeaker for Hashem. And none of it is Moshe's taich on it, Moshe's way of phrasing it, Moshe's involvement in it, Moshe's spin on it. It's all straight from Hashem. Now, we can try and understand why specifically here that we're told that. Because what is Parsha Nedarim? And some of you are maybe learning Nedarim now in the yeshiva, Shavuot Nedarim. And that's what they did this night seder. You might have been involved in this man, not just night seder. You might have been involved in whatever seder. So you'll understand what is a neder and shvuah. A neder and shvuah is a person has the ability to create an iser. No less than I am not allowed to eat pig. I am not allowed to eat an item that I swore I wouldn't eat. And if I eat it, I get punished. No less than I get punished for eating a pig. And if I give an item to the mikdash and I misuse it, so I could get mita and I could get all the punishments for shchutei chutz and pickle and all the other problems, all because I said with my words, this is donated to the Beit HaMikdash. So I have a koach of my mouth to create laws of the Torah, essentially. Okay, I'm not adding to the Torah as in, this is built in within the Torah. The Torah says, yes, there are, right now, X number of foods you can't eat, and look, you can make more foods you can't eat just by making a nether. You can be not madir acherim from it. You make the neder, and that guy can't eat it. Okay, that exists as part of the Torah. That is what the halachot of nedarim are. Hashem gives us this tzelem elokim, and we have a way to make isurim chadashim, and they're chal. And since each person has a koach to be mosif on the Torah in this way, what might we think now about Moshe Rabbeinu? A, what I just explained to you about Nevuah, and B, the koach of our Dibor and the koach of our Tzelem Elokim allowing us to make Isurim. You might say, Moshe Rabbeinu's dat, his Ishiyot, his personality, is also Mirav in the Torah. Therefore, specifically here, when we come to teach you the koach HaDibor, we have to tell you Adkan, not Moshe. When it comes to Moshe, the Torah is Magish, Zeh HaDavar. This is exactly what Hashem told him, and he relayed it without one iota of his own personal influence. Even though the Parsha of Nedarim, the whole Torah comes from Hashem. And that's why he says this also explains a Gemara in Baba Batra. The Gemara in Baba Batra says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, Moshe Katav Sifro, Uparashat Bilam. What is this Moshe Katav Sifro, Parashat Bilam? Why is Bilam different? Moshe Katav Sifro and Parashat Lavan. Moshe Katav Sifro and Parashat Paro in Mitzrayim. Like, why is it different? Why was Bilam any different? And he says, with that, we can with this idea, we can explain. We say, Lo Kam B'Yisrael Kemoshe Od, right? We sing it in Yigdal, it's one of our Ikarim Emunah. So that's Moshe B'Yisrael. None of the Am Yisrael's Nevi'im were like Moshe. There is a Navi, not an Am Yisrael, who was like Moshe. And who was that? That's what we refer to as Bilam HaRasha. That was Bilam. So Moshe got the Torah and gave it over B'Lashon HaMamish. Exactly as Hashem gave it over, Moshe gave it over. The other Nevi'im, that wasn't true. That's not true about Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu and all the rest. They had their personality, and when he saw the Sir Nefoach, and when he saw the Meisim Merkava, and when he saw whatever he saw, they were moved by it. They explained it to everybody, what they saw and how it made them feel and how we should react. So they were doing what Hashem wanted them to do, but they were involving their own personality. That was not true about Moshe, and he says the same is true also, meaning the same is not true. What was true about Moshe was true about Bilam. Bilam also got me pi Hashem mamish. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kofei says, Chika natan l'toch piv. He was just like imitating exactly what Hashem wanted his mouth to do. Then, in other words, he was giving over divrei Hashem mamish. And therefore it came, yatsa mi piv Torah mamish. So all Moshe had to do was take Parshat Bilam and stuff it into the text. So Moshe hichnis Parsha zo b'torat Moshe. In other words, Moshe wrote his sefer, and he put in Bilam's sefer. He wrote it over exactly as it was, because that's how it came from Bilam as well. Okay, so that's the Emes Yaakov's lesson: is what's the difference between Moshe and all the other Nevi'im of Am Yisrael? So Rashi tells us, "Beko Amar Hashem." Everyone, we already have Moshe saying, "Beko Amar Hashem." We're going to leave Mitzrayim b'chatzor alayla. And many Nevi'im, Ko'amar Hashem, Zacharti Lachasim in Orayat, right? We have it in Yirmiyahu, and we have it in many, many Nevi'im. They say Ko'amar Hashem. But Moshe is the only one about whom we have written Zeh HaDavar Shetziv Hashem. Because specifically, Moshe Rabbeinu was just a mouthpiece for Hashem. Gave over the Torah without any personal influence, exactly as it came from Hashem. Every halacha, you can't question in even one bit that it came directly from Hashem, because that's what Moshe did. And specifically now, when it comes to when we learn about Koach HaDibor, our words have the power to create mountains, to create Isurim, to move worlds, to cause people to be Chayav Mita based on, I made this item, Muktash LeMiktash, and now you're using it for your personal use. That was from our Koach HaDibor. And specifically, now that we're approaching the 9 days, right? It's the 3 weeks when Koach HaDibor was involved in so much of the tragedy of the 3 weeks. Right? The one person, there was Sinas Chinam. There was one person, wasn't invited. He said the wrong one. He said something hurtful. Okay? those words are very powerful. It can cause galus of thousands of years. It caused the Mikdash to be destroyed. Death and destruction that we read about in Tisha B'Av, all that caused by the power of words. And so the lesson from Parshan Matur, learning about the Halacha Nedarim, specifically here, Rashi tells us, Zeh davar shetzer tshiva Hashem, because specifically, we know Moshe Rabbeinu had no personal influence, and from that we learn the koach of our lashon, the koach of our dibor. How careful we have to be with our words, because our words can cause worlds to change, worlds to collide, great success or great catastrophe, great consequences due to our words. And so that's a very important lesson that we can learn from the Zemes Yaakov on Parsha Matur.